Common types of access control systems for auto key replacement in Sydney. Access control systems are generally used for assigning executives, employees, freelancers, and vendors to various types of access levels. You can use your access card to unlock the main door of your car. However, all systems do not apply to all vehicles. Read on to know the various types of access control systems used for auto car replacement in Sydney. Car Key 1. Cloud-based access control. These access control systems in Sydney allows the administrator to manage the permissions from home or while on holiday anywhere solely by utilizing a browser. In the world of access control systems, the access permissions of this system are not saved on a restricted server, but within the cloud. This advances to safety managers entrusted with commanding multi-location offices. 2. Mobile or smartphone-based access control. Mobile or smartphone-based access control systems for auto key replacement work on an identical system as mobile access to mails. Once you download the application, you can enter and reply to the email as long as you enter the exact sign-in data. The same is valid for smartphone-based access control systems. Once approved, you need to download the access control application into your smartphones. This will enable you to do the identical thing, specifically, sign in with your user account, and when the approved keys appear, choose which access to open. The difference with others, for example, implies that they simply demand holding the phone Bluetooth or near-field communications NFC reader to unlock the door. Furthermore, the authority's login credentials are examined in the background, accurately like sending an email. 3. IoT-based access control. In these types of access control systems in Sydney, you need to estimate the smartphone's technology as an illustration to demonstrate the Internet of Things-based IoT access control. Imagine the Pixel phone being one concerning the most efficacious sensors, including Bluetooth energy, auto-updating firmware, internet connectivity, NFC, etc. It describes what an IoT access control system or a door reader can do. Applying IoT access to access control, all the access readers are connected to the internet and maintain firmware that can be renewed whether for safety reasons or to supplement new functionality. 4. Role-based access control RBAC. When this model is utilized, licenses are given according to tasks and functions are allotted to users. This design is user-friendly as users can centrally control and manage roles. 5. Discretionary access control DAC. In this access control system for auto key replacement, the user possesses direct authority over each of the applications and records in the system. That is a difficult way of maintaining one method of admittance as it always unlocks all the doors. 6. Mandatory access control MAC. This works according to the reverse process of DAC. When MAC remains the model, a strategy, hardware element, or software component is applied to restrict admittance. This can be an identification or a password. These are the various access control types used widely in Sydney. Each access control systems are important and pronounced due to their individual benefits. Therefore, go through each one of the above-mentioned points to know what function do they perform.